Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons. It is 621. Send us an email. Give us some feedback. Email address here, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. There's going to be a lot of cheering at the Capitol tomorrow as Governor Rick Snyder delivers his second State of the State address. But one of those that isn't applauding all the changes made last year is Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer. Mark joins me now. Welcome to the program, Mark.
Glad to be with you.
I'm guessing you will be at the Capitol yourself?
I will.
And is there some requirement to at least do some applauding?
No, we're respectful of the office of the governor, of course, and all the other state officials that are there. But it was a very, very disappointing year last year, using the governor's own words. He promised he would be moderate, he would be bipartisan, and he would leave nobody behind, and he's failed on all three counts. So that kind of sets the context for tomorrow night.
Well, putting aside the areas where you disagree, didn't the governor have a remarkable first year in office by passing a budget well ahead of schedule, eliminating the Michigan business tax like he promised, and really getting our financial house in order?
I think it would have been remarkable if he had not done those things. Look, he had a supermajority of Republicans in the state legislature. So he didn't have to cooperate, and he didn't cooperate with the Democrats. There was no bipartisan cooperation. So I think, it would have been remarkable had he not got that done, given that he had a supermajority in the legislature.
I just had Budget Director John Nixon on the program. He said, look at what we have here. We have a balanced budget that won't require major adjustments, and now we have these surpluses, something that many other states don't have, this kind of perfect combination. Didn't we set things up properly for this year and moving ahead to be well off financially in statewide?
No, because look how that balanced budget and the surplus was achieved. It was achieved by cutting public education dramatically, by raising taxes on seniors, on the middle class, on poor folks, all to give a nearly $2 billion tax cut to corporations in this state who haven't produced a single job as a result. I mean, so, no, the way it was done left a lot of folks behind, didn't have shared sacrifice, certainly wasn't bipartisan, wasn't moderate. So there's been a lot of damage done to the people of the state over the last year through Snyder's agenda.
When you look at the politics, though, I mean, the governor got all the hard stuff out of the way this year, as unpopular as some of the decisions were. And there is a prediction by economists that we will see at least moderate job growth in the coming years. Couldn't the timing work out just right for him that by the time re-election comes around, we will have forgotten about some of these less popular changes?
I don't think they're going to forget. I mean, you're talking about a huge education cut. And there may be more to come. He's talking about another business tax cut. And again, we ask the question, what have these business tax cuts produced? I saw an estimate by an economist that Michigan's going to create 30,000 jobs this year. If you do the math and say there was almost a $2 billion tax cut, that's $60,000 a job, even assuming that you can credit Snyder's tax cut with those jobs. That's a very, very expensive way to create jobs, considering all the damage that's been done to public education as a result.
I'm talking to Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer. So tell me, Mark, what do you think is going to happen with all these hundreds of millions of dollars of surplus money? Budget Director John Nixon said there are all kinds of options, including a rainy day fund. I know Democrats want it to go to education, but where is it all going to end up, do you think?
Well, we'll see. I mean, again, the Republicans have a supermajority. They're going to ram through their agenda, whatever Snyder wants to do, without any input from us, unless things change. I doubt they will. But two things I would like to hear from him tomorrow night, which I think would indicate that he's listening to what's going on in Michigan. The bulk of that money needs to be used to restore funding to public education in the state. And I think he'd be very smart to embrace the Senate Democrats' proposal on higher public education in this state. Which is the equivalent of the Kalamazoo Promise, where people could get tuition-free education, higher public education in this state. I think that would really make Michigan stand out, would help educate our workforce. Those two things would be tremendous steps in the right direction tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And I hope I hear them.
Well, you're talking about the Michigan 2020 plan, this idea of giving free college tuition to high school graduates, and that's very bold. I mean, it's going to be, close to $2 billion. Why wasn't this kind of an idea pursued when Governor Granholm was in office?
Well, again, because we are in an era then where not only were there cuts, But, you know, the Senate Republicans were just obstructing things right and left, right and left. I mean, if it was associated with Democrats and with Governor Granholm, didn't even get a hearing in the state Senate. I mean, this 2020 proposal is terrific. It won't require raising taxes. It does say close corporate tax loopholes, which need to be closed, and doing some other things that will, again, provide this $2 billion, which will be a tremendous investment in our young people. And like you said, really set Michigan apart. I hope Snyder embraces that tomorrow night.
Well, you say that he was not bipartisan. Democratic lawmakers have said that they were excluded, essentially, from the legislative process last year. Although, didn't the Republicans have their hands full compromising among their own membership? And wouldn't it be a little too much to expect them to now include a minority party that they really didn't need?
It's not too much if you understand it in this state. This is essentially a 50-50 state, Democrat and Republican. You know, you can ram stuff through on a partisan basis, and you see what's happened as a result. The governor has approval numbers in the 30s. The legislature, the Republicans in the legislature, are extremely unpopular because of the cuts to education, this tax shift, which people regard as unfair and not productive of jobs. So, yeah, you can govern that way. But you're going to pay a heavy political price for it.
I want to switch topics slightly. You accused Secretary of State Ruth Johnson last week of political gamesmanship for placing President Barack Obama's name on next month's Republican primary ballot. What is the issue there? What's the significance of her doing so?
Well, we've made very clear all along for months, and I even sent her a letter, that we are not participating. The Democratic Party is not participating in the primary. We don't want $10 million of taxpayer money wasted on a primary, so we're doing a caucus in which we bear the cost. That's what the Republicans should do. They should save the taxpayers this $10 million. So despite that, she puts Barack Obama's name on the primary ballot, which is causing all kinds of confusion out there with voters. Voters are saying, I thought the Democrats are doing a caucus. I can't vote in the primary and still vote in the caucus. So it does nothing but cause mischief out there. What we're doing in response to that is telling people, look, if you want to vote in the primary, go ahead. We're not going to disenfranchise you when it comes to our caucus. We're not going to let Ruth Johnson's political games disenfranchise Democrats who want to support the president now, as well as in our May caucus.
It looks like, well, it's pretty much certain that Mitt Romney will, in fact, be the Republican presidential nominee. Considering the connection he has to the state with his father being a former governor, could we possibly see a Republican winning the presidential race, the presidential election here in Michigan this year?
I don't see it. This remains a very competitive two-party state. We're certainly not going to take anything for granted. But somebody else said this recently, and I think this characterizes it very well. It's all well and good that Mitt Romney is from Michigan, but when we needed him most, when the auto industry was collapsing, was he for Michigan? And on that, it's very clear. He opposed the rescue of the domestic auto industry. Ford, Chrysler, General Motors would be gone today, out of business, if Mitt Romney has had his way. And that's going to be a major issue in the campaign if he's the Republican nominee.
Michigan Democratic Party Chairman Mark Brewer. Mark, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.